With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the presidents of Harvard University, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of Pennsylvania were grilled by House members today on the surge of anti-Semitism on the campuses after Hamas invaded Israel on October 7th and the subsequent war. University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill says all students deserve a safe, secure, and supportive educational environment.
I know that we need both safety and free expression for universities and ultimately democracy to thrive. In these times, these competing principles can be difficult to balance, but I am determined to get it right.
While Harvard Law student Jonathan Frieden says university leadership must take action against anti-Semitism.
Do something. Protect Jewish people. Protect your students.
Also at SRNNews.com, FBI Director Christopher Wray is making a fresh pitch for the reauthorization of a U.S. government surveillance tool set to expire at the end of the year. Wray says it's vital that Congress reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
702 allows us to stay a step ahead of foreign actors located outside the United States who pose a threat to national security. And the expiration of our 702 authorities would be devastating to the FBI's ability to protect Americans from those threats.
The program was created in the aftermath of the September 11, 2001 attacks and is due to expire at the end of this month unless Congress votes to reauthorize it. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 79 points, the NASDAQ rose 44, the S&P 500 down 2, oil dropped to $72.30 a barrel. This is SRN News. Jewish students don't feel safe on America's college campuses.
A new poll released by the Anti-Defamation League and Hillel International finds that only 45% of Jewish young people think they are safe from harm at school. The pro-Palestinian rallies on campus have a lot to do with that. Before the Hamas attack on Israel in October, 66% of Jewish students said they felt safe. In fact, anti-Semitism has been on the rise in the U.S. for several years, as it has been around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The persecution of Christians is widespread in the Middle East and Africa, but Europe has its problems too. A new report from the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe finds hate crimes on the continent are up nearly 50%. According to the Observatory, there's been a sharp increase in arson attacks on churches in Europe. Other reports on hate crimes against Christians in Europe find that Muslim radicals are to blame. This is SRN News. Mixed financial data produced mixed results on Wall Street. More on this story from correspondent Seth Sutel.
Most stocks slipped on Wall Street, but the market hung near its highest level in 20 months following a mixed set of reports on the economy. The S&P 500 fell 0.1% Tuesday. The Dow lost 79 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. KeyCorp led a slump for bank stocks after cutting its forecast for earnings from fees and other non-interest income. Gains for Apple and Nvidia helped to limit the market's losses. Mixed reports on job openings and the services sector kept alive a debate over whether the U.S. economy can achieve what's called a soft landing, where inflation is vanquished without a painful recession. Seth Sutel, New York.
Stocks were down more sharply in Asia amid worries about the health of China's economy. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.